Have you ever noticed that most orthodontists have their own favorite archwire sequence for alignment? And that we all think ours is best? Some are big believers in putting flexible rectangular wires in initially, like copper nitai, while others use round wires predominantly until they are able to place the rectangular stainless steel working wire. Which of us are doing it right? A team of researchers in Great Britain decided to put the question of archwire sequence to the test. Their results are published in the December 2006 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics in an article called Which Orthodontic Archwire Sequence? A Randomized Clinical Trial. Because the researchers wanted their results to be meaningful, they designed the study as a prospective clinical trial. This means that they recruited the 154 adolescent patients to participate in this study and then assigned them randomly to be treated with one of three archwire sequences. All the patients required full fixed orthodontic treatment, and an 022 slot appliance was used for everyone. The three archwire sequences were as follows. Group A received an initial 16-round nitai, then an 18x25 nitai, and then the full-size working wire, a 19x25 stainless steel. Group B received a 16-round nitai, a 16-round stainless steel, a 20-round stainless steel, and then the full-size 19x25 stainless steel. And Group C started with a 16x22 copper nitai, then had a 19x25 copper nitai, and then the 19x25 stainless steel. The time for each patient to receive their 19x25 stainless steel wire was recorded, and the number of visits to reach that point was determined. In addition, the researchers wanted to know if the archwire sequences differed in patient discomfort or root resorption. So patients were asked to record their ratings of discomfort following each archwire placement, and root resorption was measured from periapical radiographs. Which of the three archwire sequences got the patients to the full-size stainless steel wire most rapidly? The truth was that in this randomized trial, there was no difference. There was a trend for sequence B to have a slightly longer time, but it was not statistically significant. Sequence B, with the 16 nitai, 16 and 20 round stainless steel, and then the 1925 stainless steel, did have more treatment visits than sequence A, but not more overall time. There was also no difference found in the patient's degree of discomfort or the amount of measured resorption. Based on these results, it seems as if the specific archwire sequence is not a large determinant of initial alignment time, patient discomfort, or root resorption. This suggests that we are free to make determinations of archwire sequence on other factors, such as cost, office routine, ease of placement, etc. This study was designed to be able to find treatment time differences of 3 months or more, so it is possible that certain archwire sequences may be more efficient, but with a difference of a few weeks, not a few months. So I guess at this point, it is not surprising that many different archwire sequences are preferred by different orthodontists. This report would suggest that they all reach the rectangular working wire stage at about the same time. For more information about this randomized clinical trial from Great Britain, take a detailed look at this article by Mandel and Associates in the December 2006 European Journal of Orthodontics.